Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 182 of the 8-Bit Geek, or should we call it the 8-Bit Blink? Oh, dad jokes. If this is your first time, don't worry, this is our first time too. We literally have no idea what we're doing. Let's just hope that Kevin doesn't get pregnant from this. We're hoping, cross your fingers. My name is Jeremy, and with me are two men who have been married for years and are still waiting for their first time.
Doug, yeah, because I don't have a kid.
I was going to say, the kid kind of, that's a spoiler alert, right?
Listen, I'm not a man who judges or assumes.
I'm not a man of science, but...
And I don't know. I'm not a man who knows how the body works.
Well. Words. I know the best words.
But I'm pretty certain that they could have adopted. Mm-mm. Yeah.
No. Have you seen that kid's mug? He's got a beautiful Doug face.
This is true. This is true. But
my
you
face
guys
looks like underneath that beard. Like I'd shave this beard off, and I just and you can't tell us apart.
You look like immediately a little Ollie.
Look like a little 1 year old boy.
Yeah.
That's why I've never seen him without a beard shaved.
I have.
Did you know him before he shaved or before he grew his beard?
No, but it was not as long when I met him, but I've seen
it got
photos.
Longer once he met you.
Oh yeah. I've seen photos of him without a beard. And
oh, well,
is,
yeah, I've seen that.
He looks like a homeless man.
Wait, with or without the beard?
Without
like
the
right
beard.
Now?
Without the beard.
What?
Yeah, because it was like kind of like patchy. And like, it just, I don't know. It looked like he got in fights with his razor a lot.
Oh.
So it's good that he just let it grow out. I don't think his face was like...
Damn. This is only getting worse.
No. I think his face is like a super. He's got like that Superman face where if he uses a razor, the hair fights back and breaks the razors and shit.
So his like hair super, is like a super villain?
I just said like Superman.
But you said the hair fights back.
Yeah, get off your phone, Doug.
Sorry, I was tweeting at somebody who earlier asked us when we were streaming. I was like, hey, we're streaming. Because they're like, they're in the UK.
Did you see what I wrote him?
No.
I said our new tagline was 8-Bit Geek, it puts you to sleep.
Well,
yeah, it's like the podcast helps me go to sleep. It's like, should I be offended?
Like, he's like, I fall asleep to your podcast. I am going to guess that we just have such soothing voices that people can either A, we've probably, that's what happened to our fan base. Either A, yeah. They're all sleeping, or B, they've all crashed their cars because they fell asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rest in peace, our viewers.
True story.
And listeners.
Yeah, and listeners.
And listeners.
Maybe we should just talk in different voices then. Like, I don't know, just like something that that you'll never be able to fall asleep to.
Okay.
Oh, no. Hot, hot Charles for a whole hour?
Like, hot, hot Charles. And something like, and just like, hey, it's me, Doug.
Or Ryan.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I did a voice for Ed's mom the other night. It was just like.
Go on.
It was just like, oh, hey, Ed, it's your mother.
Oh, is that Ed's mother?
Oh, my gosh, Ryan's mom, I'm so glad to see you.
I've heard so much about you.
Oh, the same, Ed. Ed talks all the nice things about you and your son, Ryan. He really, he really likes your boy.
You know, we could really get you some chicken noodle soup for your throat.
Oh, I don't think that's going to do it. It's probably the 20 packs of cigarettes a day at this point.
You sound like a man. Can I have a Marlboro while you're at it?
Oh, sure, honey. Yeah, here's the pack.
Here's the pack. I keep spares in my belt.
I literally have 6 packs on me right now.
If you like our banter and you want to be friends with us, we understand. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes, and we ask that you please do that. It helps us out, reach new people. You know what I'm saying? Also, we got to give a shout out to Audio Boom. That is our main sponsor. Soon you will start hearing ads on our channel at some point. That's the way we're paying for this stream, so we apologize in advance, but we got to pay some fucking bills.
Some bills.
Got telephone bills.
And also, you can follow us on Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Spotify, and anywhere else that you may get your podcasts. Just look us up. Look us up. You can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And also every Monday night live here on Twitch. So we do our weekly show here.
Yay.
And let's talk for a minute about Patreon. What is Patreon? Patreon is a place where you can subscribe to our show and get extra content. You can also become a member of our street team. And we have a couple of those. And then also you're going to get some exclusive content. Well, what kind? Well, we're coming out with a new podcast. It is a D&D podcast called Shadow of the Old Republic. It is a Star Wars themed D&D session, and we're going to release our one shot here on Patreon as a Patreon exclusive next month in September. So look out for that. It's going to give you a little preview of what's to come for the new podcast there. Okay, we are getting into September now. That means you only have 2 months one full month until 8-Bit Horror Fest starts. So keep an eye out for that and an ear out for that. We are going to be recording some shows. Everybody on the whole network is gonna chip in. We're going to have a lot of content for you. And so we're going to have some extra stuff on Patreon as well. So it's a good idea. You can give $1 a month, and that's it, on Patreon, and you're going to get all this free shit. And I can't express enough how much we appreciate our Patreon subscribers, and it's going to allow us to do a lot more this year. And a lot bigger things at the cons that we're going to. So we appreciate that. We appreciate it a lot. So we don't say it enough, but we do appreciate it. So that's that. We're going to get into the main show here. And the first thing we do is called Misconnections. If this is your first time with us, every week we take real ads from the Misconnection sections of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them. We do ad lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make it up. Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Okay.
So
you
the
might
intro
as well go all in. Why don't you screw up?
Listen, the intro wasn't as great this week, but we got there. Okay, we got there.
That's funny. I just saw you be like, "Oh shit!" And we start talking like, "What did you what?" And then it was like, "Oh
yeah."
The music
every week.
No, not every. Just every other. It's an. I hit it 50-50.
It's a lot of the time.
I said, like I said, 50-50. What's up, Sean?
Oh, what's up, fellas?
Hey. You know, nothing much. Just hanging out here. What'd you do this weekend? You find some love?
You know, just kind of laid out by the pool a little bit.
Okay. Well, let's hear what you got.
All right. Well, this one goes out to the gorgeous brunette that was tanning in our neighborhood. That's what I put.
Wow.
Our neighborhood. So, you are a sexy young female laying out by the neighborhood pool. I was handling business outside.
What were you doing?
Spreadsheets. like a porno mag.
I get it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I saw you looking at me a few times. You made me lose my train of thought several times.
Wow.
You got up, pulled your bathing suit tight, and jumped in the pool. My jaw dropped. I hope you see this. I've never seen you here before. What was I doing when we made eye contact?
Handling your business outside.
What did I ask you?
Obviously, handling your business.
Handling my business.
Oh, shit.
What did I ask you? It rhymed with, can I drum on those bitties?
Oh, my God.
Coach quotation marks.
Yeah. All right, and here's drum and bitties were not the words that were actually used.
Here's mine. Oh. I thought I'd bring a fan favorite back.
I'm worried.
Oh.
Hey, everybody. Perry?
Well, Perry.
Oh, hey, Perry.
Mom, what? I haven't talked to you in so long.
Oh.
Thought maybe you had another heart attack.
No. I just... Hold on.
Hey, Perry.
Catching my breath.
Perry.
Yeah?
Did you see that Kevin went fishing with Guy Fieri this weekend?
I'm so jealous of him because I love the food that Guy Fieri makes.
Well, you know that they just went fishing in Flavortown Bay.
Oh, Flavortown. I love it. Anyways, listen. I was at Panda Express on the 20th. 1 p.m. And I saw a lady there. I gotta talk about her. Hold on, let me catch my breath. Okay, better. We were walking in at the same time, and I held the door for you like a gentleman, but really I was holding the door because I couldn't make it through. But you insisted that I go ahead, obviously, since I was working and I needed lunch. I was working on eating. Then you offered me to let me order before you, and I was resistant, because my feet hurt. I wanted to sit, but you pushed me into it. But you were persistent, so, I was working hard, you know. I accepted your offer, and we bumped into each other again. Once again, I'm large. Butter. And then, you got your food, and I said I forgot my chopsticks, even though I grabbed a fork. You laughed, and I watched you walk away in those khaki shorts. And pure awe. How extremely nice and observant you were. Please massage me. I had thoughts in my head about the whole situation afterwards. I just thought I'd like to get your input. Butter.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah,
hey. I found the picture of Kevin and his weekend trip. I'm gonna show it through the chat now.
Oh, yeah, put it up there.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Butter. It says, look, they're just best friends.
The
bestest of friends.
I feel like that photo has been doctored in some kind of way.
Hey, Perry.
Yeah.
I would never be that excited to run into
that. That looks like it's really there.
And my arm would have had to, like, get greased.
Let's just leave that up for the rest of the show.
All right, Kev, you're up, man. Let's get Terry out of here.
This one. What's up, everybody? Velvet Jones here.
This is what Velvet looks like.
You see, I saw that episode of Catfish with about the Katy Perry guy, and so I thought I'd do a little catfishing of my own since we're on the subject of fishing. So I put up a picture of this gorgeous white man that is lacking hair up above, kind of the bowler's cut, if you know what I mean, a little bit of the horseshoe. I figured if I can get laid with him, I can get laid with anybody. This one was at the Sprouts on Saturday, p.m. Male for women, Yorba Linda. That's some kind of like white people language. I don't know what the hell Yorba Linda is. Yo, Belinda, that's what it is. Met a girl named Belinda. My body is average. My height's 5'7 this week because, you know, once again, catfish. Status is divorced, but we all knew that. Now, I was captivated by you as you were shopping for mostly organic food at Sprouts on Sunday, because that's all they have, really. I think you were very pretty and cute. You have the nicest ass I have ever seen. I've seen a lot, baby. Your style was great and really attractive, because people out here, I'm not that put together and classy. Trust me. I've been to many Walmarts and Sprouts, and I'm not impressed.
Says the man who just was like,
not impressed by the others, excuse me.
You're real classy. Ass. Nice ass.
Baby, that's how I run my game, all right? You do you. Then we were in line, and these grocery guys surrounded you, which made you leave your phone. I realized it was yours and ran over to give it to you. The phone, that is. I guess I'm shy, as I chickened out and didn't follow up with you to ask you out, which I want to do. Please find me again. By the way, I put my phone number in your phone, so look up VJ with a little smiley face.
VJ?
Yours truly, the Velvet Jones.
That's good. That's real good.
I just want to, just real quick, one more time, just put that picture up on the stream. This should be remembered forever.
No. That's not a real
thing. I will remember you. You guys are best friends. Will you make that your profile picture on the Facey Bookie?
No.
Why not?
I worked very hard on that.
That's bullshit. You said you were like, not a good job, but you know.
Well, yeah, because I got to the point where I was like, I need to go do something else now.
I would like to see you put that as your profile pic.
Yeah, you would like to see a lot of things, but you know.
Listen, man, don't let your pride get in the way of a good time.
Is that like some kind of weird song lyric?
Okay, so what came out this week? Did anyone go see Don't Breathe? Because that was like the hot shit right now.
What is that? I've never even fucking heard of
it. Oh my God. Don't Breathe is about I want to go see this, and you know how much I don't like scary movies. This dude, they break into a blind man's home.
Yep, with Stephen Lang. Yep, I've seen. Yep,
oh,
yep.
My God. This looks scary as fuck.
Yeah.
So it was number one at the box office, $26.4 million. The one thing that I'm really sad about was Kubo and the Two Strings. This movie looked phenomenal. And nobody went to go see it. And I say, you know, it's gotten really good ratings.
Right.
24.9 million in 2 weeks. I don't think the marketing was there, even though the film was fantastic.
Yeah. And I saw this really cool, like, behind the scenes little featurette thing on Facebook because, like, it's actually, like, that old style claymation.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was them, like a time lapse.
They did a time lapse of them doing the stop frame.
Yeah, and it was crazy watching them, like, just everything just move a little bit. And it was really cool to see how much of it, like, because it used to be they'd build these huge sets and they'd have to move the camera a little bit, but now the camera's, like, stationary and shit is on, like, pistons and, like, things that spin.
The boat is actually moving. And so, yeah, it's really neat. The cool thing about this is, and I want to stress this, that's why we're talking about it, is to go see it. Like, if you have kids and you're listening to this, go take them to go see it. It's kind of like Doug said, they use the claymation, but it looks almost like computer generated. It almost looks CGI. It's that good. And so the story looks wonderful. People just weren't into it for some reason. And maybe they just aren't into ninjas. I don't know, but it looks super interesting.
Well, it doesn't seem like any of, like, the kids movies that are out right now are doing especially well. Cause the other one is like Pete's Dragon, which came out, I guess, like 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it's only made like 54 million, and like that's people were saying it's one of like Disney's like better, most recent, like, because it's like the remake that we didn't think that we wanted, that we needed. It was like one of those, like, that didn't know this was gonna be good.
Mm-hmm.
So they said it was actually better than the original.
Wow.
Because I guess the original Pizza Dragon's not very good. I don't fucking know. Yeah. So
okay,
I wonder what I'm gonna look at IMDb and see what they have to say on that thing. But I heard good things. 7.3, that's not bad.
And it looks like the other release that came out was a Jason Statham movie, which, with him just being an action star and then driving, didn't do so well. The Mechanic Resurrection.
This, I guess, there's already been like a Mechanic title, yeah? This is like a sequel?
Oh my God, yeah, there was. It came out in 2011.
What?
This is the sequel?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Look at the cast on this, though. Jessica Alba, Tommy Lee Jones.
What?
That's it?
That's it.
There may be some other people, but those are still like
Some pretty fairly big names.
Hey, Tommy Lee Jones doesn't do too many movies anymore. What the fuck is this about?
Money.
So is this like the Transporter 8 or something?
Yeah, like you could just say it's that. The Mechanic came out in 2011 and it had Ben Foster, Tony Goldwyn.
Romo. Oh.
Donald Sutherland. No, he's always broken. He can't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know about that, but I added it to my plex. War Dogs didn't do so well, even though that was supposed to be fantastic. Just the end, this whole summer has just been terrible, and then the end of this summer looks to be just kind of shitty too.
Yeah,
like War Dogs looks like a great movie, and it's been, the reviews have said that it's a wonderful film as well. Really funny. $27 million in 2 weeks.
That's so a bummer.
Yeah. I wonder how much that movie cost to make.
Even Jason Bourne with fucking Ben Affleck coming back to play.
Ben Affleck, really?
Yeah, Ben Affleck.
Duh.
Matt Damon.
Even with Matt Damon coming back to star, it only pulled in $149 million in its run so far. So, kind of sad.
Budget for War Dogs was $45 million, so it's a little over half. It's made a little bit over half back.
Yeah, so it'll be profitable. But it looked like it was gonna do more.
Yeah.
You know what? So I know nobody watched anything, but I've been secretly getting back into Guild Wars 2.
The game?
Yeah, I'm thinking about streaming from level 1 to level 80.
They go up to 80 now?
Yeah. Doug's Holy face. Shit. What is Doug's face? Why do you look like that?
He just farted.
Are you not impressed with this?
Actually, Guild Wars is pretty fun. I'm surprised they go up to 80 because I remember they always used to have like a hard cap. All the first Guild Wars only went up to 20 because that way it was supposed to be the MMO for people who hate MMOs.
Yeah, I still think it's that way. And they just released an expansion pack, so I was like looking at it and I was like, oh, this is what it is. And I have some fond memories. It came out 4 years ago, and a whole big group of friends were playing it all the way up. I got to level 71 with my main character. And so I was like, let me try this again. And I got back into it. And so I haven't pulled the trigger on it if I'm going to do it or not. Cause I was just like, fuck, I don't have the time to get into an MMO. Like I need games where I can sit down and play an hour or two at a time. And
yeah. And win.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been feeling the same way about Old Republic because I've been doing all this like DM preparation for the Star Wars D&D that like, I've been like, man, I want to go play some Star Wars The Old Republic. But like, but at the same time, I don't want to do the free to play because it sucks, but I also don't want to spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. So if anyone wants to donate like $15 a month, that'd be great.
No, it goes to the podcast. Stop it.
No. Go to my personal channel.
No. Donate to 8-Bit.
But also donate to us. Because your donations help us make other shows, which is true. Because last week we got a nice donation from Ed, and that helped us pay for some new equipment.
Yeah, we have a pretty cool new 4-channel mixer coming.
4chan mixer, if you will.
It only mixes. it reads the fucking threads from 4chan. That's all it does.
Oh, no.
That's how we get our new misconnections.
Yeah. Oh no!
How amazing would that be?
No, nothing. No,
yeah, it would be. It would be terrible.
Slash B can go to hell.
Oh God! Don't say that on the show. Now we're fucked.
We're gonna all get doxxed.
Yeah, we're gonna get fucking. God damn it,
Kev. We love Kevin 4chan. Please,
Kevin. Fuck you, at Kevin WK.
Yeah, at Kevin WK. You can take it out on him.
Yeah.
I like how Kevin likes to play with fire like that. He's just like, I'll throw it out there. Fuck it.
Yeah, and he's going to put the rest of us at risk.
Yeah. It's kind of a dick move, man. It's
super fucked up.
Whatever. It's fucking 4chan.
And just for that, I will remain.
Stop.
It's not real. It's not real.
He's going to pull up the remaining hair he has.
Email us if you...
I would throw him off the boat.
Email us if you want a copy of that photo.
I'm just gonna put it on our Facebook.
Send a
page,
self-addressed stamped envelope too.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some news. Captain America 3 almost was a zombie film. of sorts. So before they hired Robert Downey Jr., before they landed him, the idea out there was to make it a so-called kind of zombie film. And they were going to have, it was going to be Baron Zemo who set off the bomb called the Mad Bomb. It was, I guess the story was revolving around Mad Bomb. I don't know anything about that storyline, so I'm sorry if the comic book heads are like, fuck you! So it's pretty much Cap fighting zombies, and he said that it was going to be, there was going to be a lot of internal and physical struggle as well. So that would have been really interesting. But of course, $40 million made Robert Downey Jr. say, yes, I'll be in your film. So that didn't happen, but it was
$40 million would make me say yes to probably a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Oh God. Yeah.
You want to put what, where? Okay.
He goes, hey, $40 million buys a lot of therapy. So no big deal, but yeah, he got some back end residual as well. So.
I bet he did.
I didn't even mean it, but yeah.
I see what you did there.
So what do you guys think? Would you have liked to have seen that movie?
I think a zombie, like the Marvel zombies would be an interesting like movie.
Yeah.
But like in some alternate timeline where something like that could exist. Because I just feel that like it's never going to happen right now and in this current Marvel climate of movies. It doesn't make sense.
Now this would have, now the quote here,
it would be so cool if they did do like a movie universe, like how they do their comic universe, their Elseworlds or their like What If comics. I think it's Marvel's What If. But like, yeah, but like it would be so cool, like same actors, different movie, but like, you know, they go from like we're doing Captain America Civil War, and then the second they finish like filming that, they immediately jump over and start doing, you know, the zombie stuff or yeah, some of the other What If comics. Oh my God, that'd be amazing. But again, that's not the world we live in. Marvel will never make it happen.
I think that's what they should do is when they sign these contracts, they just go, hey, you're ours for the next fucking 20 years. And all you're going to do is make Marvel films. As soon as you finish one, you'll get 2 weeks off and then it's right back to another one. So yeah. Suit the fuck up. Let's do this because we're going to fucking pump out as many of these motherfuckers as we can.
Hey man, strike while the iron's hot.
For real.
Exactly. And doing the Elseworld stuff, you know, or What Ifs, like would super help break up the monotony of like the constant like superhero films, because you'd have like the sweet, we're gonna go see another Captain America movie, but in this one, fucking zombies, you know, instead of the like, okay, we're still dealing with the Infinity Stones and he's still
almost
dealing with all that bullshit,
almost like what they're doing with Star Wars, where they give you one of the main storylines and then they give you an off. They give you a little
exactly.
side story.
Like Rogue One this year, exactly.
Right. Yeah, that'd be really cool to see. Even if they don't have the same actors, like recast for the side stories, maybe, possibly. Mm-hmm. And kind of like a one-shot and a comic book. Like, why not? Mm-hmm. Why the fuck not? Just to see, because it's an alternate universe, so fuck it. Like, you can have different actors and play those roles.
That's true.
But...
because their answer would be like, oh, we're going to do the animated stuff. And a lot of the animated stuff is good, especially if like DC's animated stuff is far superior to their actual cinematic movies.
Yeah, leaps and bounds.
Like, I don't feel like that's good enough in a way. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're going to do the Marvel Zombies as an animated like special or mm-hmm. you know something like that, like straight to DVD. It's like, oh, cool, I want to watch that. But at the same time, it's like, man, it ain't good enough. Yeah. That's not what I want.
Yeah. Plus, Plus the zombie craze is kind of dying off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it's
I mean,
been
like,
dead for a while. I mean, there hasn't really. That was. Like,
I see what you did there.
Mid 2000s, I would say. Like that was when they were really like just ridiculous.
Like 2004 through like 2012, because there was a couple seasons in The Walking Dead that was mm-hmm. like super hyped, and like 2004 was like
Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead and Shaun of the
fantastic.
Dead.
Fantastic.
Both came out that year. Yeah. And so, yeah, we haven't really seen a good zombie movie.
28 Days Later.
Yeah. All in those years, like around that same time.
That's Infected.
Yeah. Those are like, those is like super rabies. But I don't know. Because The Walking Dead's still going on, so it's still kind of keeping them around.
It is, but I would like to see the numbers.
Video games.
I'd like to see the numbers to see how
Nazi zombies, because well, you don't feel bad shooting Nazi zombies.
Have you seen feel
bad shooting Nazis? But and then like if you were in a game and like there's a little child running at you, you'd be like, I can't fucking shoot this. This is like, okay, maybe you could because you're playing a video game. But you know, like there's still that like, oh, that's fucked up. But it's like, no, that's a zombie. It's gonna kill me. No, fucking shoot it, kill it. Are you kidding me? Like,
have you seen the COD, the Call of Duty trailer for the new zombie mode? No.
Yeah, which is weird because it's not Black Ops is the only one doing zombies, and now this game.
Okay, I don't care what that. I don't care about that. What I care about is like it looks fucking legit. Like it got me really excited and hyped. It looks like a lot of fun, and there's David Hasselhoff in it. So, Doug, after this show, I'm gonna make a note at the bottom. If you haven't seen it, we'll watch it together because I want to see what you think. It looks legit. COD zombie. If you haven't watched it for the new Call of Duty, I am really impressed. Like at first with the Call of Duty, I know we're getting off sidetrack, but I was so against buying this next Call of Duty, but fuck man, E3 really impressed me. And I was like, oh fuck, what is this game? Doug and I, if you listen to the E3 special that we did, we both were like, yeah, I was like, man, this fucking looks good. And then all of a sudden, at the end, Call of Duty, we both went, oh, fuck.
Yeah, oh.
Dude, that was so we were at the PlayStation Experience in theaters, and the whole crowd was like that, too. And then it was like they gave off the M. Night Shyamalan sigh. Everyone's like, oh.
Yeah. They're single.
Absolutely, because we were like, it's in space. Like, this looks fucking awesome. This is dope as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aw.
What?
Yeah,
oh. But even I know that like the single player experiences are well worth the $60 by themselves. I know everybody bitches about the multiplayer and how everything is happening there, but like their storylines are actually really good, and it is like playing through a fucking what's his name, the Explosion Man, Michael Bay film. Like it's you know, they're big set pieces and lots of explosions and shit, but they are pretty good storylines. So.
Can I just real quick just say that I'm still really pumped about the Ghost Recon Badlands or whatever the fuck that was called.
It looks good.
It looks good.
It looks so much fun.
It's still a ways out, isn't it?
It's like February.
Yeah. Oh my god, there's too many games. Too many.
That's our E3 wrap up, everyone.
I can't even think late. About that. Like, and then we've got all these first person shooters, and then I gotta mention it here. That fucking Planet Roller Coaster.
Ooh, yeah, Planet Coaster. Yeah,
Planet Coaster. Yeah. I have such a fucking hard on for that. It looks so good. I am so and they priced it really well too. It's $44, and you get the beta access for early in September. So, cross my fingers. I'm gonna get it. I think.
What about that Star Citizen game? That Gamescom preview looked dope as fuck.
Oh my god. So I watched that over at Ed's house for the first time, and I went, this right here. Now, this is what they're promising in Alpha 3.0. It looks great. It's been in development for like 4 years now, and 4 years of promises without delivering yet. I'm really hoping that at some point we don't have to wait another 4 years to get it. Plus, it looks so big that I'm hoping that I don't have to have a beast of a machine to run it.
I thought maybe you're gonna go back into the butt stuff.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Both of our faces are like, "Which word is he just gonna say next?"
Just waiting for Jer to be typical Jer.
What's that?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you when you get older.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
You see, when two people love each other, Jer, they do things.
Yeah, they fuck.
Man, I'm just full of the songs tonight.
That is, you are full of it. Songs.
Oh, no, you can't hide that.
And there it is. Mm-hmm. There's that picture again. Look at it.
God, just damn it.
Best of friends. Now, the other question is, where is Guy?
I've never officially met him.
You know what? The other question is, where is Guy Fieri's other hand? And why is Kevin look so surprised?
Oh, you know where that is.
Oh.
It was taking me to Flavortown.
Was it? I bet he was.
No, he was already there.
God damn it. I hate that picture so much.
I love it. I'm gonna put it as my profile on Facebook.
I have to say, it's well, not my best work. It's one of my better works. And everything that it represents.
Ryan said his gaming laptop struggled, but it would work on my 1080. Well, of course it would work on a $600 graphics card.
Hell,
Ed.
Better.
Nobody can fucking afford a goddamn $600 graphics card.
Don't give them ideas, Zach.
Oh, to put it over your
mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be a good idea too. So anyways, let's get back to this whole Marvel thing. There's also news that of course Steve Rogers is officially no longer Captain America in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right.
And so, I mean, obviously when he dropped the shield at the end of Civil War, that was kind of the goodbye to the character. So I don't know if anybody picks up the mantle to become Captain America, or he comes back after in the new fucking Avengers movies as Captain America. That's kind of up in the air right now.
Yeah.
Because it was hinted that he's going to form his own group, right? Can we get off the chat, guys?
I'm not. I'm scrolling through our stories. And I was reading the article. I was seeing if they were going to mention, like, Falcon becoming the new Cap, because he is, but I think he's also he's with Cap.
Yeah,
he's
with Captain America. No, he's not. At the end, he was with Black Panther.
Yeah.
So he may still officially be a Avenger.
It just, I don't know. In the comics, Captain America never really went off on his own, did he?
I'm sure he did at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
or at least formed a new group.
Around for like 80 fucking years. I mean,
yeah, but he was only really awake for like 30 of them.
Still, 30 years is a lot of time to do stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Plus, to be fair, they're like World War II run of his comics lasted until like the 60s or 70s, and then they're like, I think it's enough of that. There's a lot of shit going on now that we should have him focus on. So then they did the whole, like, I'm frozen in ice.
Mm-hmm.
I've been awoken. So
is that how I want him to speak like that?
He awoke.
Captain America. I'm awake now.
Well, that was his voice in the arcade. Remember, he's like, thank you, Quicksilver. It was so bad.
He's like, ultimate American.
It was.
Yeah, it's kind of like that Jerry Lewis kind of sound or whatever.
Jerry Lewis, like, oh my god, that.
Oh yeah.
No. There's a big feud in Hollywood between The Rock and Vin Diesel, which I guess is turning out to be fake as a promotional stunt for both the Fast 8 and WrestleMania. So Kevin, go fuck yourself with this WWE feud.
It was hilarious because as soon as you guys talked about that, I was like, you know that's fake, right? And you're like, we shoot it down. Look, it's obvious. In real life, Vin Diesel couldn't do shit to The Rock.
Well, you can still feud without having a fight. I mean,
The Rock is turning into a literal fucking boulder. There is nothing you can do to that man. He just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
He is fucking eating up other worlds and eating up lesser Vin Diesels. This is, unless he comes with a gun, that's the only way it's going to end that feud.
Jer, were you at Ed's that one night when Ross started going off on The Rock and how much he hates him?
Oh God, yes.
That was the one who kept fucking funny.
I kept fucking antagonizing him, and I was just like, no, tell me more. And then I kept looking over at Ed, and Ed's like, man, just stop. It's not gonna go anywhere. And I just was like, I can't fucking help it. This is too good.
I was just in there, just like. Like, you looked at me at one point and started laughing because I was literally just like,
"Yeah, it was so much fun." Because his whole argument lies in the WWE and not in real life.
Well, yeah.
Ross's argument.
Oh, Ross. Okay.
Ross based his hatred on everything revolving around WWE and not how nice the guy is actually in real life.
Oh, he's one of those guys. We like to call him in the industry a mark.
What does that mean?
That means a mark is a wrestling term for someone who really believes in the product and thinks.
Oh, but he knows that it's not real, but like he still thinks that like the way that he acts on stage, he's the only person that does that. Like he's the only person that talks about fucking someone else's wife.
Right.
But, like but even when he's not like even when he's not doing the wrestling thing, he still jokes about that stuff, and he's like, I don't care for that. I don't think it's funny.
Yeah, but that, I mean, that would be considered a mark who believes that's his real character. You know, like The Miz. The Miz seems like a dick on WWE, but he's like one of the nicest guys to his fans. You know, and it's just like you'll have marks that'll go on Twitter and poorly articulate their hate for him. And he's like, it's fake, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, there's your wrestling talk for the night. Yeah. Check out Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives.
Yeah, this has been another episode of Dream. Yeah.
I love the awkward silence after it was like, well, don't know how to follow that shit up. Comedy Central is bringing a Snapchat show to prime time. I don't know what is happening.
Comedy Central is also out of ideas.
Okay, so a comedian named James Davis created this show on his Snapchat. I don't fucking know.
Swagosaurus.
Yeah, man. He's got like Snapchat show. He routinely dissects popular slang terms and phrases like "by Felicia" or "meeking," offering definitions and explaining in a funny, offbeat manner.
So it's Tosh 2.0.
I guess, right?
I wouldn't even say that because it's not really doing like web videos. He's just basically taking internet slang and defining it for people who don't know what the fuck the kids
are
talking about.
At midnight.
It's not a game show.
Neither is At Midnight. Aww. It's a game show where the points don't matter.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious.
Wipe.
I love that show.
Let's talk about some gaming. PlayStation Now is offering service on the PC. Well, it will be soon. And they released also a DualShock dongle. So here's the problem.
God damn it, I hate the word dongle.
What?
I hate the word dongle. It sounds
so dirty.
What's
wrong with the word dongle?
Damn.
It sounds like a mix between like dingle, like dingleberry, and like your dong. Like a dongle. Just a floppy dick. Just a hanging floppy dick. That's what it sounds like. So when you're talking about this, can you for the rest of this story, every time you say the word dongle, just say floppy dick, floppy dangling dick.
All I see is Guy Ferrari behind Kevin.
Guy Ferrari.
Dongle. Dongling him.
Touching my dongle.
Flavortown. So this dongle or wireless adapter is going to be $24.99. Comes out in soon, right? September.
Yes.
You can pre-order it now. The only problem that I have with this is that there is no indication that there's full support for PC beyond PlayStation Now. I know that you can remap your controllers, but there's no native setup for it like there is the Xbox One. And this wireless adapter is strictly for the PlayStation Now service. It is not for like Steam or anything like that. And so that's what I'm getting out of after reading a whole bunch of articles about it. And so, but there hasn't been any updates. So if anybody knows anything, you can chime off, you know, in the chat or whatnot, or let us know later on. But I don't see this working like we want it to.
That's weird because you can plug the controller directly into your system and it works on Steam. It pretty much works with any game.
Yeah, just... you can use it if you, but it's there's no like native drivers for it, correct?
I believe so, because you plug and play it and it works almost immediately. I thought there was native drivers. And then also, if you have built-in Bluetooth in your system, it'll actually recognize it through that because it's Bluetooth. It's not a proprietary wireless device like how Microsoft uses on their controllers. That's why you need a dongle for that, because it's like weird-ass wireless. But PlayStation built themselves, they just kept it simple and used Bluetooth technology.
See, maybe that's just not me using it enough or even, you know, trying it, because I always was under the impression that for every single game that you played, you had to remap the controls for the controller.
Not that I know of. Not for PS4. Let's see here. PS4 DualShock drivers. Let's see. Yeah, PS DualShock. I don't think you need any, but...
Because from what I...
Yeah, it's all saying how to use it. Plug it in.
Yeah, I had mine plugged in the other day. I don't even know why I was plugged in my computer. But when I was playing No Man's Sky, it wouldn't let me do like something with a keyboard, mm-hmm. like to do the shift or whatever it is to get back to other planets you've been to. But it was telling me in PlayStation controls. And I was like, this is bullshit. They didn't even change this for the PC. Like, this is still telling me how to do it. And I was like,
they did a shit job with that conversion.
And I was like, oh, wait, hold on a second. Bloop. Oh, there we go. Like, and so I didn't have to download anything. It was like, ready okay. to go.
All right, cool. Well, I guess it works then.
So, I mean, kind of relevant to this conversation, Zach in chat says, with so many good PSX and PS2 emulators out there, why would you want this service? Really, I mean, it's mostly focused on PS3,
mm-hmm.
and there's not really any PS3 emulators out yet, I don't believe, or at least not that I know of. And once again, I think emulators is still at that kind of above average knowledge base, unless... You know, because then you have to download the ROMs, you have to download the emulator, and obviously there's no safe place to do that, or at least no legit place. So this is basically a service that kind of dumbs it down for everyone.
Yeah.
So,
and you know, the compatibility between some ROMs you load up and the frame rates aren't working correctly. There's sound issues and shit like that. So. With this one, it's just a service. They have a ton of PS3s sitting in a fucking room in a server farm, and when you log in, it just logs you into a PS3, and you choose the game you want to play, and away you go.
Yeah, and I mean, this I played it when it was still in beta form, and honestly, the latency was good back then. I'm sure it's only gotten better since.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's a pretty cool service, and it's awesome that they're offering it on PC now. On PS4, I know it's $19.99 a month for unlimited use.
Fuck me. Really?
Yeah, it's $19.99. You can do individual, like, a la carte games. You can rent them for a particular amount of days. There's different pay tiers. But I believe it's $19.99 for a month, and it's all unlimited stuff, like all unlimited to their library. So I'm sure they're probably going to bring that same play style over to PC.
No, yeah, no thank you. That's too expensive.
Once again, I mean, like, you're getting a big library of games. If you've never had a PS3, if you've never had a PS3 and you want to try a bunch of stuff, then go for it. $19.99 will be worth it. It's like a new version of the Sega Channel. but if there's only like one or two games you want to play on that network, yeah, then you're better off just renting them individually, and you'll pay a lot less.
I don't know, man. $19.99 seems like a lot for a back catalog of stuff that they would have had just sitting around anyways. I think if you want mass market appeal, fucking $7.99 Netflix style.
Yeah, you do it exactly the way Netflix does it, and that's why they make a fuck ton of money, because there's a lot of people that pay for it.
Because you're asking somebody
$9.99 at least at the very bare bones. I would say $9.99, but yeah, $7.99 seems way too cheap for them.
Especially nowadays when you have.
Are you kidding me? Hell no.
Yeah.
Because there'll be people that won't like fucking use it, and again for something that they're just renting. Oh fuck that.
Especially when you can buy. Most like okay, so take Xbox for example. Xbox One now has backwards compatibility. For $19.99, you could pick up two or three titles of your Xbox 360 games if you pre-owned and just be like, all right, well, I can fucking buy them now. I got them.
Yeah, but pre-owned. I mean, obviously, they don't factor in pre-owned because they have no use for that. I know, and that's where GameStop thrives. I mean, that's a whole other conversation on there, but. They're always going to think retail MSRP value. They're not going to think of used value or pre-owned value.
Yeah, but there's still a way to get the games like on the Xbox One for cheaper than
spending $19.99. But obviously they're not going to advertise it nor endorse that.
So, I mean, it's a good way for if you wanted backwards compatibility, it's a good service. I feel it's overpriced.
Way overpriced. Literally, there's other streaming. Now, maybe not necessarily games. Maybe somehow that changes something. But like... There are so many streaming services that are being priced around like $7.99, like $7 to $9.99.
Oh.
I mean, that like 60. Obviously it's a model that works. And I'm sorry, I don't know why you love to suck Sony's dick, Kevin, but this is bullshit. It's way too much.
No, I'm not sucking their dick. I'm saying.
No, like, you always saying... every time you talk about Sony and their streaming stuff, you're just like, oh, give it to me.
Sony. No, what do you mean? Like the remote style is awesome. as far as like remote play from PC.
It's always on it.
You guys are just looking for something to find.
I'm not fighting. I truly was
just going to call bullshit on Sony right now. They said,
I'm not going to anymore.
No, well, yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Sony's the best. PS3 rules. Xbox sucks. Did I tell you about that? Did I ever tell that story?
What?
About the guy when I first started working at GameStop, this guy would call up, and it was just as the PlayStation 3 came out. The Xbox came out a year prior. No. Well, we got that on the regular. But this guy would call up like semi-regularly. And like this was like my third day on the job. And the PlayStation 3 has been out for approximately 2 weeks. And this guy's like, in your opinion, which system do you think is better, PS3 or Xbox 360? And I was like, well, right now, Xbox 360, because it's been out a year and they have a bigger library. But given the time, PlayStation 3 can get, you know, better. And he's like, you're wrong. PS3 rules. Xbox sucks. And he was like arguing, and I was like, you wanted my opinion though. And then so he would just continually call the store and try to argue how PlayStation is better than Xbox. And it's like no one wanted to hear it because we were like, shut up, fanboy. People get like that. And it's not me. I'll defend, but
you feel the 1999 is okay.
I feel for what they're offering, I would say $14.99 would be a better price. $19.99 seems a little ridiculous. What I was looking up,
a month.
No
dude.
Shit, but people pay $15 a month to play WoW. Still, think about it that way.
Fair point.
That's one game.
Fair point.
So this is
yeah, but WoW really looks good still. PS3 games don't look good.
Yeah, But also, you're not like streaming the game. Like
that's true.
You've bought the game. You play the game. You own the game.
You cannot play that game though, unless you pay that $15 a month. There's no offline mode.
There's no free to play.
There's no free to play.
Yeah, but you also
level 20, and that's it.
Yeah, but also check this, Kevin. You're also paying $60 a year for PlayStation network access.
Not on PC. I mean, that's a whole other beef. You don't have to have PlayStation Plus to have PlayStation Now.
But we're just saying, like you probably already are.
Like if you're on the PS4 and you're playing PS Now.
So in that respect, then you're saying you shouldn't have to pay for Hulu if you have Netflix.
About the same company.
Exactly, but I'm saying they do two completely different things.
What? No, Kevin.
PlayStation Plus. Wait. So this is getting into a whole fucking can of worms here. So you're saying PlayStation Plus is the same exact service as PlayStation
Now. No, I didn't
now.
Say
no,
that.
It's like paying $15 for HBO on top of your your TV bill, but you still get access to HBO Go or HBO Now or whichever the fuck one that is. So you can watch the stuff on TV or you can stream it fucking later. That is what that is like on PlayStation with their $60, and then you have to pay another fucking $15-$20 to stream. That's bullshit.
You have to pay another $15-$20 to stream PS3 games that you don't own. That's
we're just saying doing. It's we're just saying like if you're already paying your $60 a year for your membership, then you're being asked to pay another $20 a month on top of that.
You don't have to. It's a service that they offer. You don't have to subscribe to that.
Who isn't subscribed to that?
Well, we're, I think what
I'm
we're
not.
And I think we're also saying like if you pay the $60 or whatever, like you should get that. Like that should be part of the thing that you get access to because it's stupid.
Well then, if you're gonna use that argument, then Xbox Live, which has been $60 since day one,
no, it hasn't.
And they
no, it hasn't.
Start...
I've never paid $60 for
it. It has not been $60.
Okay. MSRP
no,
1 year.
Stop it.
Xbox
it,
Live.
Literally
is
every year it hits my card, it's $50.
Hold on, but he said from day one. I believe it was $49.99 or even $39.99 on day one.
It was always $60.
Xbox Live.
I've had Xbox Live since 2005.
Cost.
You're paying too much for it, my dude. Look, I'm looking
paying?
At 12-month gold membership, $36.99. So I don't know what the
yeah,
fuck you're talking about.
Fucking CDKeys.com?
No.
No, Xbox. Right here. Xbox. Microsoft trims price of Xbox Live gold membership to $40.
Bull fucking shit.
You
hear that? Market ants, hashtag bull fucking shit.
For as low as $4.99 a month.
Hey, you could just get that, and then you could get your, and then you can pay 20 for the streaming service.
You assholes made me actually look this up legitimately. It's still $60. God damn it.
No, it's not. I'm literally on their website right now, and it literally says as low as $4.99 a month.
Yeah, that's if you buy the 12 months. That's how much it transfers down to you. Because $4.99, that's $5. 5 times 12, $60.
Nope.
No? You going to argue that one? Everyone's pulling up. They're hitting like calculator on their fucking PC.
I'm trying to look up the price of what the actual pricing was when Xbox Live was on the Xbox 360 when it first launched.
$60.
I can't believe that. That's not true.
It's unfortunately it's true. But the thing was, and two, remember, Xbox Live didn't even have free games until what, 2-3 years ago?
When the PS4 did it.
When the PS3 started doing it, because PlayStation Plus started as a supplement as well, where you didn't need it.
But we still talk about how bullshit that is, though? Because if you ever cancel your PlayStation Plus account, you lose those games. Mm.
Yeah, no, you don't. I mean, it does suck. That's bullshit. If you go 3 days without you, like if your membership doesn't roll over,
guys,
yeah, that's like 3 days of not having.
Yeah, you don't have them, but if you resubscribe, then you do have them.
Yeah,
yeah, but I mean, like sucks. If I canceled my Xbox One right now and then like never went back to it, I would still have.
Oh, they still give them to you for free? Like you get to keep them?
You still have Gears of War 1 and all those
Day
one.
$49.99 for the Xbox Live Starter Kit includes 12 months of service.
How much? $59.99?
$49.99.
Link, sir, it didn't happen.
From 2000,
did the math.
From 2002. There 2002. You go. It's in the chat.
Oh, that was Xbox original.
I don't care. You said from the get go, from the start, and from the beginning.
Yeah, we were arguing Xbox 360.
No, we were arguing Xbox Live. Get it straight. You said from the beginning.
Oh, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Either way, it's, I mean, this has gone off on a whole different path. I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about anymore. I was defending.
Just I don't even know going what the fuck to I was town, defending. Just slobbering all over PlayStation's.
I love that we spent so much time on this story. It's been fun.
Really, yeah.
It's been a good time. This will be Kevin's last show. He's retiring.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, you know what, guys? I fucking quit. I can't do with this shit anymore.
You guys can go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Nintendo has opened up of what went wrong with the Wii U. Everything.
Yeah. First off, calling it the Wii U was the fucking start of it.
So I love how they keep saying the same thing over and over again. So they're like, we could have did better and we could have had better relationships with our third party support. Like, bitches, you've been saying that since the fucking Super Nintendo.
No, since the GameCube.
GameCube. Yeah. Super Nintendo had great support.
Yeah,
GameCube.
They had all the Square Enix support or Squaresoft.
Yeah. So it's fuck. We have to do a better job from a software planning standpoint. No shit.
But they've been saying that since the GameCube, too. They knew they had to get better support with a third party. They were stubborn as fuck.
The reason why I get so mad at Nintendo is the fact that I want to root for them so badly and I want them to win and I want to own one of their consoles because I love the characters and I love the games that they produce. But I seriously have not owned a Nintendo console since N64.
What about, you got a 3DS?
That's true too. Yeah, okay, you're right. So but I don't have like one of the, I don't have an actual console though.
Like I'm going to own one this November.
I thought you had a Wii.
Mm-mm. Never had a Wii.
I thought you at least got a Wii for Colin.
No.
No, he ain't going to let his boy play one of that piece of shit.
That's right. But in come November, we all going to be loving Nintendo again because we're going to be like, the NX is the shit.
NX.
Oh, I was talking about the Mini.
Oh, fuck yes. That too.
Does that count as buying a new Nintendo console though?
Yep.
Because you'd be playing retro games on it.
Well, so it's still new, it's smaller. But Kev's like, Raspberry Pi in the back of my TV.
I've got it right here. Oh. I was adjusting.
It also hooks up to the
shit, I broke it.
It also,
I need to get a Nintendo.
It also hooks up to the Sony PlayStation Now drives.
There's Sony PlayStation Now drives.
It's amazing.
All the games I want
for so cheap, $19.99 a month.
Let's just do the math. So if you're paying $20 a month,
what I was going to shit on Sony about, by the way, before I was interrupted in some fucking firefight here, they want to charge you, like, if you do it by the year, it's $100 a year. Yeah, $100 a year.
Okay, but how much a month? $20 a month? Mm-hmm. $240.
Yeah, so I think that you're kind of getting a deal there, Kev.
Yeah, especially when you add on the other, like, the $60 service, the $60. You're paying $300 a year to, like, access PlayStation games.
Wait, how are you not mad at the $20 a month, but you're mad at paying $100 a year?
I saw three digits.
And then you spend $80 a month on your internet. Okay, so that's $960 plus $300. So you're paying, like, $1,200, $1,260. Just to
exist. That's what the argument was about. So you don't need PlayStation Plus to play PlayStation Now.
We're not saying that you do. We're just saying,
then why should you have to pay $60 and then an extra $20?
Because 90% of people who own a PS4 have the PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, like, that, like, and I'm thinking that you should have, like, the streaming at, it should be included in that. Like I'm saying, just like how HBO, you spend $15 on HBO and you get access to the streaming service.
You know what they should do is, even if they don't offer the streaming service, they should just be like, hey, we're going to give you two rentals a month for...
Yes, even that. Like, just something.
Even one rental.
The two rentals a month, that seems a little bit more business savvy. It seems way... To, like,
tell me what the fuck that $60 is going for, if not just lining their fucking pockets. It does no fucking good to them.
That's true. I'm not fucking defending them on that. It's basically server maintenance, which
they're fuck isn't paying for the games they give you for free.
No, they're definitely not. Their games have been shit lately. Yeah.
For real.
Same thing for the Xbox, man.
Yeah. Now, you guys got WWE 2K16 this month and Dynasty or Warriors Orochi 3.
Yeah, like he said, they've been shit.
Oh, fuck off. You've got WWE 2K16. Sons of bitches.
Oh, my God. This is, if anybody wants to know, so you're getting a kind of inside look. I know we're supposed to be doing like a podcast, but this is generally how the conversations go, like, in our chats.
And at least we can articulate a little better on here.
Oh, shit.
Man. It's Are so we done fun. With this podcast yet? We still got like five articles to go.
We'll knock it. We'll
shut up about Sony. Like, get off their dick,
Doug,
dude.
You brought it up the second time.
Because I forgot about what we were arguing.
He brought it up. He goes, oh, yeah, that's what we were fighting.
Oh,
about.
Shit.
That's what I said.
Okay, so Ubisoft is shelving DLC plans in favor of fixing the core game, which is important. But I think little too late.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Do you still think there's a player base out there that's asking for it?
I mean, every once in a while, Ryan and I would fire it up, but that's about it.
It was a lot of fun. It was just one of those, like, when I stopped playing, I'd beaten the game before any of the DLC came out, and then, like, yeah, no one was really playing it when the DLC came out. But I mean, if you had a group of friends, I'm sure, like, the DLC and stuff was fun. I don't know what in the main game they're fixing. It was a fucking blast.
So they're fixing. Okay, so they're fixing the Dark Zone. They're PVC balancing, quality of life additions based on community suggestions, such as weapon skins no longer taking up inventory space.
That's good.
And they are, I guess when it comes to the Dark Zone, there's been a lot of cheating as of late, and a lot of it's just really unbalanced the way that the drops work and how you're getting your end game. Content and drops, and so they're trying to fix all that, because the Dark Zone really wasn't planned out to begin with. Like, we got into it and we're like, this is fucking fun, but when you reach the last tier, shit got real fucking hard, because you had the leveling system. Like, if you go right into the Dark Zone at, let's just say, what was the cap on that, what was the level cap?
20, I think, or something. I don't remember. No, it was higher than that.
Let's just say it was 50.
I never hit it. So
all right. So so if they let you in at 51, I mean at 41, and somebody was already 50, like you're getting fucking ganked. Like it's real tough to level up after that point in the mm-hmm. dark zone. So that all stuff they're trying to fix. So. Yeah. Were you guys aware of an online game called Halo Online?
I believe it was only in Korea or China or Russia.
Russia.
Love of Russia.
Somewhere in like, yeah, in that
Let
area.
Me tell you about the game called Halo Online.
It was basically just the multiplayer version of Halo.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Well, it's been canceled.
It's gone. Well. It's done.
It was free to play. They had it free to play and then they said goodbye. So.
Guys, I just finished a book.
I think it was like Halo
night.
3 too. So it wasn't even that new of a game.
Fucking yeah, I'm just jumping right in the middle. I'm trying to tell a story.
Trying to finish that up. Fuck you, Sony. That's $60.
Oh my god. Fucking damn it. I said I'm about to finish I just finished a book last night and it took place in Russia. And like the person's like, "Hey," at the very end I finished it. He's like, "This is just a work of fiction, but like a lot of this is based on like my experiences like working undercover in Russia as well as like people I've met in Russia and all that stuff." And he's like, "I'd just like to dedicate this book to this person who was shot and this person who was shot and killed and this person who was shot and killed and this person who was shot and killed for like going against the Russian government." And he's like, "But just remember this is a work of fiction. You're reading this book like, what the fuck? Like, holy shit, this it's like dark and about like shit going on in Russia." And he's like, "Like, hey, it's all pretend."
Nope.
No, it ain't.
No, it
ain't.
No,
nope. It ain't. Mm-mm-mm. It was crazy, and I finished it, and I was like, "Oh my god, there's a second one!" Like, so I may read that one next. Just letting you know, it was that made me think of it. I was like, they get hit. They kill each other for fun, and they get to play fucking Halo
spoilers.
For free. That's bullshit.
Spoilers.
But in Halo, they kill each other. That's how they do it.
For fun, and they get to.
So here's something for the sports people. That's me. I love sports games.
Yep, we lost all our viewers.
Fuck you. They all love this shit. So NBA 2K17 is coming out. I'm really excited about it. You'll hear a lot more about it, I'm sure, on your social media and all that shit. But they're doing something different this year. They're releasing a demo on the 9th of September. And the demo actually lets you play through your college career to get into the big leagues and the big leagues like it's fucking baseball to get into the NBA and so and to see where you are so your progress carries over to the actual full game. That's which cool. Is really fucking legit.
That's awesome.
So yeah, so you can download it on Steam, you can download it, you know, get it on your PS4 and everywhere, and you can expect a from what it looks like, they're keeping the story element of it, but this time it is actually fleshed out more to where you choose different paths, and I believe that it looks like you can be a white guy now without feeling like you're adopted.
That was the best part of the game. I made the most ginger looking like fucking, like he looks so ginger, and he's like, "Yeah, and here's my twin sister," and she looked nothing like him.
It was great. So yeah, so they're bringing back storylines and stuff like that, and it's called The Prelude. You can access it, and you can now scan your face into the game using your phone. So using the camera on your phone, you're gonna do your scans, and then it's gonna import it directly into the game, and it's supposed to work a million times better than using the Xbox and the PS4 cameras. Kevin, you're already shitting on it, and you haven't even tried it.
I am shitting on it because guess what? WWE 2K16 did it, and it was meh.
What year?
Still gotta upload it to their servers.
What year did
it? You're gonna tell us about how good those PS4 cameras were.
You know what? The Xbox One, I could tell it was shit, but with those PS4 cameras.
They've had the app for the WWE 2K16, and you can take the picture. Like you could take a picture straight up, but like I said, once again, you still need fucking rock star lighting in order to not make yourself look like a burn victim.
You guys need to watch the Monster Factory, the PGA Tour 08. Like the it's a relatively recent episode, and they do the facial scan thing for that old game, 2008 PGA Tour, whatever his name was. What's that golfer's name? Tiger Woods. Oh, so funny.
There was a, I mean, facial scan, not facial scan particular, but like adding images to your face has gone back. Like, I remember doing it on like NHL 2000 on PC, and once again, looked like a fucking burn victim, but it was awesome to see that.
Kevin, I'm not going to believe you because I just want to, this is going to work great. You're going to see me in the game and you're going to see my big, fat, chubby face and you're going to be like, holy shit, it worked really well. I know that the WWE couldn't perfect it because it's the WWE and it was last year.
I thought I made you a pretty good character in WWE.
You scanned his face for his, didn't you? Didn't you scan his face and then like you made you an eye out of like memory?
Yeah.
I did pretty good.
See, there you go. Change your fucking tune.
Yeah, yeah, but
you looked more like you than I look like me.
Yeah.
But come on, Doug, I even gave you the little mole.
I know, but like my hair looked
He's like, I would have loved for him
your
to
hair
fucking...
looked dumb because you didn't fucking you never show your hair. I should have just gave you that hat to wear.
You should have.
Yep. Duh. Duh.
All right, well then looks like I'm booting up 2K16.
You should be doing it in 2K17 now.
Your stream of when you were just making all those characters, like Toxic Avenger, it was so much fun. It was a fun stream.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Microsoft says that they're going to publish more games that will eventually hit Steam. So as you know, that we're already getting one, which Quantum Break is already on there, I think, right?
Or no, I don't think it's come out yet.
It's not yet? Okay. So it'll be there. They've always published on Steam. Like, they've got Alan Wake over there. They've got Ages of Empire and stuff like that, but not the newer titles that are on Xbox. So hopefully we'll see that. Can you fathom Halo being on Steam? That'd be crazy.
No.
I mean, I would be about goddamn time.
So, anywho, that's our show for this week. We hope you enjoyed it. We want to thank our Patreon users, Ryan, Ed, Ants, Nick, Rain, Michael, and Ian. Thank you so much. And also, thank you, COD Zombie.
You remember that you typed that, right?
I know. I saw it, and I was like, I got it.
And go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Before we sign out tonight, can we just rest in peace, Gene Wilder?
Rest in peace. Let's have a moment of silence. We should have brought that up at the top of the show.
We should have, because we're going to, in his honor, we're going to add, we've already like started making our list for our 8-bit horror fest movies that we're going to watch, and that one just jumped immediately to like the top of the list. We're going to watch Young Frankenstein this year. That may be like the one.
Frankenstein.
That may be like the first movie that we like kick off the month with, because it's a good one.
Your hump has changed places. I have a hump?
Yeah.
I love that
movie. Right, Jer?
Fucking love it.
You've never seen it, have you?
No, I have.
You've never seen Young Frankenstein.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, how's it going?
No, you can't say hello. That doesn't mean anything.
Duh.
Mm-mm.
Is he a soundboard right now?
Who hasn't? Like. Put a cork in that because we have finished the show. I am Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Remember, kids, twist the lid to the right to tighten it.